Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Boom. It's time for fun. It's time for your texts. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. The kitchen fraud, Susie Jones, is now here. I heard you talking about forks and spoons.
Oh, yeah. Disarray.
Your involvement.
Disarray.
You are the one who leaves bowls and knives
food
and glasses
caked on
in said sink. Correct?
Correct. I own up to it. I've turned over a new leaf, Chad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Here are the two things I'm going to start doing right now.
Okay.
I'm going to be nicer, and I'm going to be honest. We'll see how long this lasts.
Well, I mean, hold a second. You think you haven't been honest before?
Well,
I'm worried. I'm really worried if you haven't been honest already.
Well, I'm honest in my work. I mean, I write stories with care and
yes.
thought yeah. and consideration and
for sure
yeah. fairness.
I meant
in
I
my
meant
life.
Your opinions.
Yeah. Well, my opinions. There's where there's some room to improve.
Okay.
Well, so, do you want me to go
first?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and I know.
Did Dave tell
paying
you?
Paying attention when you speak. Date number two.
Date number two.
Was scheduled.
Mm-hmm. And it happened. It
okay.
happened. Now, in the
Let's
interest
hear.
Of liability and lawsuits, I'm going to be mindful. That's another word I'm going to work toward. About what I say.
Wow, that's a heck of an opening.
There. Isn't it, though? Because I already ran this past Dave Harrigan because I want to say some things about it, but I don't want to be mean or critical or judgy. And I know I'm those things all the time. But this is a person that was attractive, and we met at a place so that we could watch football because I asked to change
Great.
The location. We had a bite to eat. A little nervous, I would say, which is to be expected. He was. I wasn't.
He was a little nervous?
Yes, yes. I think I'm a little bit...
The Susie Jones showing up. My goodness.
Yeah.
I
mean, you're a big deal.
No, I don't think he knew I was a big deal. I think he talked about himself a lot, which is fine.
Oh. Is that fine?
No, it's not fine. I like conversation. I like you to ask me a question about me, and then I'll ask you a question about you. And then we can discuss
the topic.
Do you like
to alternate like that?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not rigid. I mean, it doesn't have to be one. But, you know.
I got it.
And particularly as well, if there is a topic of conversation. For example, the media we did talk about, which was an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of opinions. He also admitted.
Did
I think
you agree with many of those media opinions?
I was all right with them. They weren't too outlandish. But he did admit that he was a center conservative. Conservative, is that possible? Center right?
Center right?
Oh, is that what it's
center
called?
Right?
Yeah, center right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he has had a great deal. He's had a very challenging life.
Okay.
Had a lot of some health problems. And at one point, he said, you can probably tell this or not, And I thought you would get a bang out of this, and I'm not being mean, but you know how obsessed I am with teeth, right?
Yeah, you're a big teeth person.
I'm a big teeth
person. Love a good smile.
Love a good smile. Mm-hmm. And he said, I don't know if you can tell this, but I have fake teeth. These are dentures.
All of them or just a couple?
Mm-mm. All.
Whole
mouth.
Whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
Wow. And I just looked at my... my investments right now, if you hear me crying in the corner, you'll know what's going on. Not been a good day on the market. Okay, so what was your reaction to that?
I was fine. I said, oh, that must have been terrible. Did it hurt to have all your teeth pulled? Blah, 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 blah. And then I was really honest, and I said at the end of the encounter.
That's so good.
Also, he is an artist. And he does do sketch.
You've got to be kidding.
I'm not.
You are. This is you and Dave came up with this.
No,
there's
we didn't.
No
this
way
is
this guy's
straight
an
up. Straight up. Straight up. Okay, wait. Last thing. And I'm not going to say it.
Okay, can I just paraphrase? There might have been somebody, and I'm going to be very delicate here.
Okay.
Somebody you might have seen who offered up some artwork that was. Rather interesting.
Risque.
Risque.
Risque is
provocative.
Provocative. Inappropriate.
Yeah. So this, all, yes, 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 all of them.
This is why we mentioned sketch.
Can I also add? But very well done.
Beautiful art. I don't know who the artist is, but the depiction of the art was offensive
You've
to me.
You've never looked better.
You've
never looked better. I mean, none of us have looked better
You're
than that.
You're a pig. Okay, let me finish the last peculiarity.
Has anybody looked that good?
Oh, listen, stop it. Now it's in my head. Okay, let me finish. The last peculiarity was that. Remember my last encounter, which we haven't had a date yet, but we might.
Yeah.
Because I like that
he
guy.
He tried.
Yeah. But he mentioned to me, and I think you might remember the country that he was born in.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
This person that I had an encounter with yesterday, his father is from that same country.
Wow.
That's weird. There's some weirdness. Weird. Woo.
Well, it's not that rare of. I mean, go ahead. You can say the country. It sounds like it's
Nicaragua. Anyway, it was fine. I stood up. I had to go because I wanted to watch the second half at home. I said, it was nice to meet you. I said, I'm not signing contracts right now. So it's possible, you know, maybe, but I don't know. And then.
Dave, what's your guess? Does she want a second date? You know a little more than I know.
He knows
maybe
a lot
I should go
more.
First.
Yeah, you go first.
Maybe I go first. No, second date's not happening.
No.
I think that's. Yeah. Susie just answered.
Not in a mean way, like I hate your guts, but more like a, this isn't really going to fit. And let me just say something about teeth. I don't think at my age, at 62, dating now in my 60s, that I would actively say yes to someone who had dentures.
Really?
Because I cannot imagine making out with someone with no teeth.
How much teeth banging are you doing when you're making out? I mean, I got to be honest, I'm more lips and tongue than, bang teeth here a little bit.
No, I just, it's just something.
It's a turnoff for you.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah?
Now, of course, I told my mom and sister and my entire family about this date in much more colorful and...
Well, you need to call me later.
Okay.
I need more details.
You do, because if I could... the rest of the story.
Oh.
Okay, so that's
See, this is where we need the other podcast we should do where we can swear. And
we could call it The Mic's Off.
Yeah, you know, something like
Some
that.
Some people call
okay,
it
Okay, let's
like,
pause. Okay. Excellent.
Okay, thanks.
Keep texting away. You can react to Susie's date if you want to. Maybe you're the person, although we had somebody contend they were the person last time and they weren't
that?
The person.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Okay.
You could check the number and see if it's correct.
Sure.
Dave's coming up. I'm coming up. But you're in the mix for overrated, underrated, properly rated. 651-461-9226. What is our music theme of the day,
Dave? I love
this song.
You're
so busy with guests. Bruno Mars, tremendous. Plus, he loses to Michelle Pfeiffer early.
I love it.
Who is one of the 10 most beautiful humans to walk 100%. The planet.
100%. Love her. I'm in love with her.
And she's great. I love when she's interviewed. Her roles are, she's massively underrated as an actress. What's our theme today, Dave?
One of the early tunes we played was Timothy Chalamet doing a little Bob Dylan cover on SNL. Yeah. He was the host and musical guest over the weekend. Okay. Outlaw Blues was one of the ones he did. And then that tied in with the SNL 50th anniversary. Tonight they're doing the, it's like a 3-hour long thing, the music of SNL. So it's all cuts. All cuts from artists that performed on SNL.
I've never heard you give up. I've never heard you give up your musical question of the day.
Honestly, then you've literally never listened to the show because it happens.
Never listens to the show. Okay. I mean, we ask it every day. Honestly, do you know that we're actually on the radio right now? Do you think it's just the three of us talking? I mean, I've never heard it.
Oh, shut up. God. Leave me alone. So, I have one more underrated.
Sure.
My grandson Isaiah is crawling. And it is,
I got
to babysit, and it's a hoot, and I love him, and he doesn't like to sleep, but I tricked him. I gave him the bottle, and he didn't take it, and then he wanted it. I said, come on, take it, I know, like a drug dealer. Anyway, I had a good weekend, so thank you.
You did. You had an interesting weekend, because yes, audience, I did get more details, and there were more details, let me tell you.
Yes.
I'll leave you the text, and then Dave will go to you. No more Travis and Taylor. Yeah, there's a lot. Overrated the Chiefs. Well, they're not overrated.
I hate them.
Underrated the amount of fun I have playing. Overrated, underrated, properly
aww,
rated.
Aw, fun.
That's excellent. Susie, some men may avoid asking many questions, avoid appearing intrusive.
Ah, interesting.
Susie, I'm a single white male born in Minnesota. I have no dentures, financially independent, and a great catch. I'm 69.
Okay.
Is there an age cutoff either way for Susie Jones?
Okay, you tell
under
me.
Under or over?
You tell me. I'm 62.
I don't think there should be any.
Five on one, five either way?
What? One at 10, 15, you know?
All right.
If it works, it works.
Listen, as I said, I know you guys got to go with yours, and I don't mean to, you know, take over the show.
That's fine.
We normally do. Take over the show.
When don't I take over the show? My new theory is, like, it's actually interesting to have these encounters with not much skin in the game. Not that, of course I have skin in the game, and if there's someone that jumps out, but to look at it a little more in a detached fashion and kind of go, wow, what a character. Like, holy crap. Like, I think I had it bad.
Susie, I'm reading text. I'm 57, still have all my molars. 62 and still look forward to making out. Good for you, Susie.
Wow.
Get after it, lady.
No way. These are not the texts.
Yeah. I'm reading all the texts here.
Wow, that's great.
I'm not reading all of them because there's a few that are accurate, funny, but I can't say it.
Are they pervy?
Well, we talked about one off air, Susie.
Okay.
Podcast name, Something with Teeth and Dentures. That should be podcast name. Overrated. 16-year-old daughter's attitude.
Right. Worst. The worst.
Best teeth, Eric Estrada or Donny Osmond? Ask Susie.
Eric Estrada.
We're skewing a little older there.
I don't care. I'd go out with Eric Estrada tomorrow.
Susie is such a favorite. Can you make her feature on your show? Love your show, Chad. Thank you. I don't think this person listens either. Susie's on constantly.
Yeah, because you interrupt me during the news all the time, and then it becomes a big deal.
Yeah.
And then I got to get back to the news, the tragic news.
A date with Susie would be intimidating.
I think.
Susie, your preference for dating men with good teeth is the same as men only date slim or large-breasted women.
Touche. I agree with you. Yep. But you know what? I don't care because it's me and it's my life. And if I want to set up parameters that suit me, great. And if you think I'm fat, then don't go out with me.
Bravo. All right, Dave.
You guys go. Come on. Enough about my big butt.
I will get going. First, underrated bad calls in the NFL because I love that everyone is up in arms. You know, if everything went, you know, according to plan yesterday with the officiating, everything was perfect in the Chiefs-Bills game. All we'd be talking about was, Chiefs, they did it again. Unbelievable. Shucks, man, those Bears or those just Bills just can't make it work. That's a
darn
shame.
It.
But instead, we all get to be angry. I love it.
It's perfect.
Any particular call that, or just
it's better for the sport, the controversy.
Okay.
It absolutely is.
Right.
Now, again, we've been making this point for how long with the tennis comparison? How they haven't figured out a way outside of two 65-year-olds running from the sidelines when there's 4,250 pounds smashed together to figure out what a first down is. It's embarrassing. But it's good. We got the debate.
It is good. There should be no replay of anything. Don't replay. Just let officials decide and everyone can then get mad.
That's part of the show. Play it.
It is.
How long would the games be? They'd be 10 minutes if we didn't have to watch a stupid play 67 times.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Might be better.
And you turn your head and go, oh, God, was he in or out? Was his knee up or down?
Yeah, exactly. 3 millimeters this way. I don't know. Another underrated. I know some people like to go to Florida, perhaps California in theory, to get out of the Minnesota cold. Mm-hmm. I will say this weekend and continuing into this week here, the balmy winter weather we are having
right now,
in the Minneapolis, St. Paul, Twin Cities area cannot be beat. Yesterday out on the ski hill with my youngest.
Oh, fun.
And we had a blast. It was warm. There wasn't a hint of ever being cold. It was delightful. You snowbirds, whoever you are, you can take your heat and sunshine. I'll take Minnesota because I believe in this state.
Jeez.
Well,
that's a little harsh.
When it's 80, it beats it. But I said this before, Susie. Uh-huh. When it's like 40 and you can get out in it, whether you're running, you're walking, you're frolicking, you're whatever you're doing, it is great. You know, because it gives you hope that this awful season might end. That's why Dave's excited, because it's getting us closer to summer. Mm. It's not relishing winter.
Okay. Dave Harrigan, who's frolicking around the studio.
Been a lot of frolicking.
Who frolics
today?
Better than Dave? Yeah. No one.
I mean, really. But listen, Chad Hartman. I'm looking at the National Weather Service page for Minneapolis-St. Paul. Thursday, it says sunny and 48. That is sick.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm going to go
ice skating.
I'm going ice skating
good.
Again.
Well, might not be able to.
Nice knowing you.
Slush skating.
Right?
I mean most of us don't think, hey, it's 70. I'm going to go ice skating.
Come on, it's your turn. It's your turn.
Dave, you done?
Oh,
you go ahead. We're already at 27. Yeah. So go ahead and take it.
Okay.
Bring us home.
McConaughey and his ability to pull off great commercials.
Yes.
Oh, my
so
God.
Underrated.
The Ditka one. That cracked
the Ditka
me
one
up.
Is great. When he's out there getting rained on with Woody Harrelson, obviously the car commercial. Doesn't make movies anymore, but he makes really funny commercials.
Yeah.
I've mentioned Tom Jones before, but somehow on my TikTok, I stumble upon multiple Tom Jones. Tom Jones, so massively underrated. Can you Google Tom Jones's age? I think he's in his 80s, and he still sings great.
84.
And then on my algorithm, it pops up often, Susie, when Tom Jones is just with top superstars on a show in the late 60s and 70s, and he's singing with all of them.
Mm. I love them.
Ella Fitzgerald, Aretha, you name it.
I think we should bump out. I think we should bump out with some Tom Jones music.
Dave, go ahead.
You could stay in your lane, Susie.
Stay in your lane. That's what he says. Tells
and
me too,
birds.
So we all
wow.
just...
Go Phillies! Go Eagles! Go.
Letting two Eagles fly at me right now.
Yeah. Do we have a Tom Jones age?
I bet we
84.
Do.
84. He still sounds great. And he still looks great.
What's his best song?
I think Kiss. I love when he did Kiss, the Prince cover. I think it's fantastic.
Okay.
I am so weird about my pens. Like, you know, I think when you go to, like, your Target, your Costco, whatever, I think they should have a sample of the pen
I do too.
That you buy.
Oh, my gosh. That is such a great idea.
Thank you. Can I make money on it?
I don't know.
The
because
sample
I'm a,
pen.
I am a pen snob.
I am too.
I like a particular color, texture, how it feels in my hand, and I steal them. I don't know if that surprises you or not. So if I'm somewhere and I sign something with their pen and I like it, in the purse.
Yeah, I like to keep it. The Empire State Building.
What?
Yesterday.
Yeah?
After the Eagles win, lighting up in Eagles colors.
Wow.
Come on.
That's a little not fair.
No, that should not be happening, right, Harrigan?
No, it's I saw the photo
yet.
Too, and it's what?
Well, no, they had won, but that's New York.
Yes, it's New York. It's Giants country.
Here's
allegedly.
New York. Here's Philly. Your
when how mad would you be if you're
everything.
A Giants fan?
Maybe they're just really happy for Saquon.
Saquon, I love
that's
him.
It. I guess
he was so happy.
Little apparently
Saquon.
Underrated. If you can spell Columbia. You know,
Columbia.
Spelling Columbia apparently is it's a little more difficult than I thought.
I was going to go for a vacation there, but I'm afraid they won't let me in.
Yeah, they'll keep you. How about Jordana? Do we all hear the news about Jordana?
No.
She is supposed to be on the Hawaii trip, which I've taken before. It's phenomenal.
Yeah?
Actually, a couple times. She got norovirus, and she can't go.
No way.
How overrated is that?
Oh.
Now, maybe she might get there.
Gosh.
But obviously she's vulnerable because of the cancer.
Yeah.
And all the other ones. You're
going to
go.
Oh.
She's got further treatment going on now. It never ends for her.
Oh.
So then her and a handsome husband and, I'm sure a high number of CCO listeners, they're going to go, well, they went.
Mm.
But Jordana gets the norovirus.
Gosh.
That stinks.
Sucks.
And then last thing, I thought we were the only suckers who lined up to see a smelly flower, a corpse flower.
Yeah.
I thought we were the only dopes who did this.
Yeah.
Dave, tell Susie where it's taking place right now.
Oh, the corpse flower. They've got one in the Brooklyn area of New York, and the people are lined up around the block.
Man.
Honestly.
The dumbest
why?
Thing. Dumb.
It is idiotic. I'm going to line up. We're going to play some poop right over here in the corner, and it's going to look like a flower. Who's waiting for that?
Well, it's going to be warm this week. I don't know what it is in New York, but I...
Okay, great. So the flower smells even worse.
Yeah, right? Because it's melting.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah,
fabulous
good to talk
as always.
To you. Yeah, we'll talk to you next at the top of the hour.
You got it. Susie at top of the hour. Target Pride, Pride, Twin Cities Pride says to Target, lose our number. What do we think? Let's discuss in moments.